Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, it is time for a Monday staple, Stock Watch, put together by Ryan Buckley, who is deep in TGL viewing right now.
Boy, sure. The anger and just raw emotion coming out of Buckley to this stupid video game sport is quite impressive.
Isaac's got me entirely too wrapped up in this.
Wait, me?
Yeah, I'm blaming you.
I don't even bet on it. You're the one betting on it.
I know, but you've enabled
me. True story.
Well, listen, I will say, I think he's gripping a little bit because this is the second week in a row we've bet on Rory's team, and it's not going well.
We're still in the black, but this is not a good start.
Rory has not won in TGL yet.
Oh, no.
And he's an investor.
Is it possible that he realizes, like the rest of it, that this is dumb and doesn't matter?
Maybe. No. That is possible.
That is definitely possible.
Fade.
He may
Rory.
Be focusing on, you know, golf.
Yes.
Real golf.
It's like if there was a flag football league, are you really concerned that Pat Mahomes isn't taking it very seriously?
Yeah, I'm upset with his completion percentage.
It's possible.
Damn it.
I mean, it's part of his resume.
It's really going to affect that legacy.
Wow.
Maybe he doesn't win all four majors, but if he puts a TGL title in his back pocket, we'll forgive him for not winning the Masters.
Well, let's get back on track, at least as far as we can. Want to wrap up a little combine here. We were talking about the Tez 40 time. He mentioned that if you blinked, you might miss him. That was not the case. But maybe worse than that was Isaiah Bond, the former Alabama and Texas receiver.
I'm going to break the record tomorrow, for sure. I anticipate running 4.20, or possibly I'm feeling great, I might run a 4.1.
Yeah. Gonna break the record tomorrow. Definitely run a 4.20, maybe a 4.1.
What'd he get?
He ran a 4.4 plus.
Oh.
look, 4.4 is
still good,
fast, but...
But buy or sell, hyping yourself up too much before you can't actually achieve that should be a red flag to other teams at the combine.
Oh, I don't know if it should be a red flag. I guess you got some bravado, you got some confidence, you want that out of receivers. I think he makes you look like a bit of an ass, but red flag? Nah. I mean, you want dumbasses to be
Either
out
receivers.
There being overly confident, so.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
No.
I want that.
Okay. Yeah, give me the idiot.
A little cockiness, but yeah, if you're going to say you're going to, break the record, you can't run 4.4.
Well, speaking of wide receivers, for some reason, Chad Ochocinco was talking baseball with Stephen A. Smith on First Take today. But Chad had these thoughts on the two hardest things to do in life.
The two most difficult things in life
are hitting the baseball and keeping a woman happy long term. The two most difficult things in life. You hear me?
Wow. Okay.
Buy or sell that he's right?
No.
No.
That's in life?
That's a man who, listen, that says everything you need to know about Ocho Cinco.
Yes.
Right there.
Wasn't Ocho Cinco the guy that got caught with condoms? Like, his lady found condoms in the armrest of his car? Like,
that sounds right.
If I remember correctly, there was something about that. Like, you know, you can start by not having, like, 9 kids out of wedlock. You know, Tyreek Hill. You telling me keeping a woman happy is the hardest thing to do in life?
No. Women want so little, and yet men can't still manage to give that to
now,
them.
Now, I will say this. Being a millionaire athlete with just knee-deep and skush being thrown at you all times, yes, maybe that's hard to keep women happy. If you're Tiger Woods, yes. But, I, you know, to keep your average, just general wife happy, no. That is not one of the two hardest things to do in the world.
The bar is low.
It's incorrect.
And I can't believe he said that, the more I think about it.
Yes.
Let's go to the Blazers' overtime loss yesterday. They nearly pulled it off over the top seed in the Eastern Conference Cavaliers. But the Cavaliers, despite the win, were still upset with refereeing after the game. And this Ty Jerome called out one ref in particular.
Yeah, I thought the refs were really bad tonight. Especially Natalie, she was really bad. So when stuff like that happens, they kind of lose control of the game, and you just got to keep your head. I thought that first half was ridiculous. Third quarter was horrendous. And, you know, just got to keep your head and keep playing.
Buy or sell Ty Jerome out of line, specifically criticizing the female ref in last night's game.
Look, you're out of line because you were playing the Blazers and you needed overtime to beat them at home. You're not out of line for criticizing the female official. Hey, I'm all about equal rights here. You can be a dog crap official and be male or female.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Buy or sell DEI coming for NBA reffing.
But you don't get to be the best team. If I'm not mistaken, I believe Cleveland does have the best record in the NBA.
I think that's right.
You can't have the best record in the NBA and then barely eke one out against the Blazers and then be like, the officials. Cram it, LaFleur.
Why? Okay, I'm going to sound like the Neanderthal here.
Yeah,
I'll take that bait.
Go for it.
Why couldn't you call her out? If she sucked, she sucked. He's not calling her out.
Agreed. That's why you can sell this.
He's not calling her out because she's female. He's calling her out because she sucked, and she should be. I mean, like, what? We can't. So women can be referees,
yes,
and great ones,
yes,
but they can't. Or if they have a bad night, yes, we can't criticize that.
Yeah, we can. That's why you're selling it.
Get out of here with that crap.
This is the thing, is that women have had to knock down a lot of doors to get involved in men's sports. But now that they've arrived, it does feel like they feel that they are above criticism. And that is horse crap. Because if there's one thing that we love to do in sports, we criticize LeBron James. Like, we criticize arguably the greatest to ever do it. We love to crap on him. And here's my thing. If we can crap on LeBron James, we can certainly kick you while you're down, female official.
And then finally here, we have a little bit of a local news item. A send-off down in Eugene. Hayden Herrera works for KVAL in Eugene, or did for a decade. And rather than some long speech, he put this together, essentially covering everything he's done in Eugene, covering the Ducks. And here's a listen to that.
For the past 10 years, I've gotten a front row seat to some truly memorable sporting events, from Rose Bowls to Final Fours, World Championships, and State Championships. It has been an honor and pleasure to share those highlights and stories with you. Now, today is my final day at the station, and as I thought about what I would put in my final sports cast, I figured that since I always tried to keep things light and goofy, I might as well go out on that note. So here's a look back at what I'll remember most working in Eugene.
Welcome to another edition of Friday Night Basketball. Hayden Herrera alongside Ronald Clark.
Vernon Adams passed the test. Tracktown Pizza is the best. Brady Breeze had quite the hair. Bill Walton was not aware. Peyton Pritchard, Dillingham. Jordan Bell lets out a slam. Cole Hawker wins the gold. Cam McCormick's really old.
That wraps up our coverage for Aaron Slindy. I'm Hayden Herrera. Now let's send it back to the studio.
What a boring Redbox Bowl. Mario mismanaged goals. Prandini, Lauren, Birkin, Folly, Dunks would go berserk. No more saying win the day. Hayden's camera in the way. Texas gave Mike White more cash. Aaron Feld's mustache.
All right.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I'm down with this.
Yeah.
Creative.
Yeah.
Don Essex, Shane Lemieux, Haley Cruz, Big Ten, who knew? Uncle Phil, Pac-12's gone, secondary coach named John. Prukop was the quarterback, Dylan Brooks, his flops intact. Cooper Tier, Missy L, Pelham suits were sharp as hell. Five-star sign with Thibodeau, remember the Alamo. Doubleheader at the Jane, Boucher driving down the lane. JPJ, a quote machine, Gabriel's a short king. Devin Allen hurdles free, Lydia Giomi.
And he's putting video to all of this.
I like it.
Gwen Savekis, Aaron Wise, Justin Herbert, what a guy. Larry Scott destroys all dreams. Lanning loves his nicotine. Pinay Sewell, blocking lots. Nate Biddle's bald spot. Raven Rogers on the tower. Bo Nix bringing firepower.
A little clunky there.
Sabrina Boley, Bando 2, Ruthie Ann Satu, the women beat Team USA. Willie left without delay. NIL, Bobo's hurt. Golf team had great polo shirts. Dana's team is back for more. Ducks go to the Final Four.
Pick one or the other. All right. Thanks for watching this season. See ya.
Buy or sell, we've got the greatest local sign-off on the West Coast.
Yeah, that's, you know what, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the other sign-offs are, but that was well done.
That was good.
Yes.
He will lose a point in my, if I'm a judge, he'll lose a point for not going chronologically.
Yeah, that was Billy.
Because it was like,
you jumped right.
I'm having a hard time following.
And Billy's was chronological.
And doing it chronological is so much harder because rhyming with making it chronological is the tough part.
Yeah, the Billy Joel song is, it goes from his birth all the way up until the 80s, and it is chronological.
Yeah, his was not.
No. Making it rhyme was impressive, but getting it to go chronological with rhyming is near impossible.
Yeah, I like it. There's no criticism. You know, it's no hole in the sky or anything, but... or whose side you're on.
Yeah,
but,
which Isaac has still not heard yet. No, I've not heard that.
Get ready for it to slab, but I like it. I like it. Thumbs up.
In the neighborhood, a developer is being greedy. Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Tell me. Is it the same?
No.
It sounds like it.
It sounds like it, but it is not.
It is not. Well, it does sound like
it. But it's good.
Okay, so what was that guy's name?
Hayden Herrera.
Where's he going?
I don't know.
Did they fire his ass?
I don't think so.
He was probably making $17 an hour, and he's moved on to like
to an actual real job.
He's working at the Home Depot now. He's a manager, and he's making way more money now.
By the way, they mentioned he mentioned Devin Allen in there. Mm-hmm. What happened to Devin Allen? What's he doing now? Anybody know that?
He bopped around on the Eagles for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is he still running?
He ran in the Olympics.
Yeah, I know. I'm asking what he's doing now.
I don't know. I'll look it up for you though. American track and field athlete. He's not playing football anymore. He's 30 years of age, so he may just be done.
Is he at Home Depot?
He tore his ACL for a third time in December 2023, so that's...
Ouch.
That's probably the...
You get on that. I want a Devin Allen Now report.
You got it.
What's Devin Allen up to? Devin Allen update coming up. Mm-hmm. Stockwatch brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at... no charge. In the news is next. Let's talk about a local legend retiring. And we have a missing toddler. Here's Buck.